welcome to my podcast. I'm Ninka Benedict Mauritsen, and I reversed my son's autism and I healed myself from depression, anxiety, obesity, and the whole family from digestive issues, asthma, allergies, and just overall low quality of life. I'm here to improve your life quality, your self-healing capacity, and your happiness by reconnecting you to your self-healing powers and Mother Nature. Did you know that joy and pleasure and happiness are actually guides, signs that you're on the right track, that you're on purpose, that you're living your life purpose, signs from the universe? It's a big yes that you're doing the right thing. Conversely, when you're feeling unhappy, when you're battling with your life and your health and your money and your love life and your family, it's signs as well. This is why you need to cultivate and understand and connect to your joy and your happiness and your bliss to experience flow and success in your life. And that's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast. My dear friends, this week I reached 10,000 followers on Instagram. I'm so joyful. I'm so happy. I'm so grateful. And I wanted to share with you that 3 years ago, it felt completely unrealistic that I would ever reach that goal. And one of the things that I've used as my tool is joy, happiness, and pleasure. Now, how can that get me 10,000 followers on Instagram? Well, I'm going to try and explain it in this podcast because joy is actually a sign. Joy and happiness are signs that we are on the right track, that we are living on purpose, that we experience synchronicity, that we are aligned with the purpose of our lives. It's the way that the universe, in my experience, the way that the universe guides us by giving us good feelings when we are doing the right things. Likewise, when things feel off, when you feel unhappy, when you feel stuck, when you're battling with your life and your finances, or your relationships and your physical health, it's often a sign that you're on the wrong track. So I feel it's time for a joy, pleasure, happiness podcast, because sometimes, you know, we even forget why we are unhappy, or we don't know why we are feeling miserable. And it just seems that it's circumstances, or we're just unlucky, or we don't have enough money or enough time to be happy, and it's just all the other people got all the luck. But I want you to get with the fact that your joy has always been there to guide you, and I want you to reconnect to your joy and happiness, because it can increase all the good things in life. Yet, most of us do the opposite. We think that the more we perform, the more we please others, the more we postpone our pleasure and things that makes us joyful and happy, and the more we wait and do our duties instead of things that are playful to us and makes us happy, the better persons we are. We think that the more we do instead of do the things that makes us happy, the better we are. And then we'll just wait until the children get older, or we get more money, or we'll get more time, or whatever circumstance will make it possible for us to experience joy and happiness. So we think it's something that will happen in the future. But what I'm here to tell you is that what is going on in your life, your financial situation, your love life, your physical body is a perfect teacher and reminder of how aligned you are with your life purpose, with your values, and what you're here to learn in this lifetime. And the more you live in alignment with your values and your life purpose, the more support you get financially, and you get more creativity, you get more success, and you will feel more healthy, and you will have a higher vibration spiritually. So when we feel that we're drowning in chores and laundry and duties and jobs and obligations and expectations, and the more we let that take away the pleasure and the joy and the things that makes us happy. I don't know what makes you happy. Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe it's going to the sauna. Maybe it's taking a long hot bath. Maybe it's traveling alone for a week. Maybe it's just sleeping in. Maybe it's reading a book. Maybe it's 1 hour by yourself just journaling or listening to music. Whatever makes you happy is a sign that you need to do more of it to get more successful, healthy, happy, and actually to be more resourceful and a better lover, a better mom, a better parent, a better colleague if you're working in someone else's company, but also get more success if you have your own company. Just think about it for a second. As women, we are created as pleasure beings. Our whole body is designed to experience and receive pleasure. Our breasts have so many nerve endings just designed for receiving pleasure and pleasurable feelings and sensations. Our whole body is designed to be touched so that we can experience pleasure. Our genitals are designed to receive and experience pleasure. So the male body is designed to give pleasure. So from a survival point of view, we cannot create life, we cannot live, we cannot exist without pleasure. So why is it that we have forgotten pleasure in our everyday life? Why is it that we are all doing, working, overperforming, postponing our pleasure, just being there for everybody else and never taking time out for ourselves? Most of us, when we live this modern zoo life, mismatched lifestyle. One of my pleasures is tea. So I've got my tea here with me on this podcast. So the new way of experiencing success and flow, just like me now having 10,000 followers on Instagram, communicating with women who want to follow me because they want to become self-healing warriors. They want to heal in nature and heal their child in nature and heal themselves in nature and experience flow in their life, experience the power of understanding the body's feedback and navigating from that instead of diets and gurus and experts, experiencing the financial freedom of following your bliss and your passion. So the new way is to integrate joy and pleasure into your life and into your business. Not the masculine way where you just go out and perform and hunt and then you bring back an animal to the tribe at the end of the day. We're not men. We're not made to operate like that. The wise female way of being in a family, being on purpose, making money, being healthy is a sustainable way that takes into account your time, that there's time enough for you, your body's holistic well-being, not just a quick fix or a diet or punishing your body or starving your body or pushing your body to the limit, but sustainable, pleasurable ways of moving your body and nourishing yourself and resting and having a balance between being active and resting. Really parenting yourself in a sustainable, intuitive way. Intuitive eating instead of dieting. Just being present in your inner intuitive female wisdom. And the reason why I got to think about this was because today is Monday. While I'm recording this podcast on a Monday, It's not coming to you on a Monday, but the recording is Monday. And I remember when Mondays were my nightmare because Monday was the end of the weekend. I felt the same way when it was the end of a holiday or vacation time and I had to get back to work and back to my duties and cooking and overperforming and screaming children and yelling at my husband and feeling like I was trapped in a corner in my own life, like I was a slave to my own life and duties and the life that I've created for myself. I remember when Mondays brought me back to reality because I lived for weekends and holidays. And the reason why I did that was because I was only living for the moment where I could escape from reality, take a break from reality, which was weekends and holidays. When you feel like that, it's a sign that you are off purpose, you're not on purpose. Now, when I get up at Monday morning, I do the same things as I do on weekends. I meditate, I drink tea, I have peace, I have time, I cook for my family in a complete bliss because I have all the time I need in the world and I'm not a victim and I don't feel drained because I spent so much time every day taking good care of myself and following my bliss and following joy and happiness. I'm writing, I'm creating content for my online courses for women and children and my detox courses in Ninka's Detox Education. I speak, I make videos, I go live. I have loads of time for myself. I go for long walks. I decide when I want to work and when I don't want to work. I can stay at home and work. I live my dream. And I can travel the world and I have financial freedom. Only because when I had my job and the life I was talking about where Mondays were hell days because I was living for the weekends, I knew something was wrong. I knew that I felt bad because there was a reason for it. But it took me some time to realize that I was living a life that was joy killers. My life was a joy killer, a pleasure killer, a happiness killer. I lived the opposite life of a happy life. And what are the things we do that are killing joy in life? Well, pleasing everybody else instead of pleasing yourself. Pretending to be someone that you're not, or pretending you're happy when you're sad, pretending you're sad when you're actually happy, or just all the games we play in relationships and with our family where we are parenting our parents or not giving responsibility to people for their own lives. So we become everyone else's parents. So we're breastfeeding the whole world, essentially. Playing games and manipulation. Numbing ourselves out, one of the things that we do to kill joy and pleasure. When we try not to feel the uncomfortable feelings in life, we also miss out on all the bliss and the happiness and juiciness and love and connection. Because unfortunately, if we choose to block feelings and emotions, we block them on a holistic scale. So if we block uncomfortable emotions like grief, pain, shame, fear, trauma, hate, anger, things, emotions that we hold on to from the past and we don't want to express them because they're not really pleasant to sit with, these emotions of anger and grief and sorrow, shame, guilt, fear, anxiety. But when we do that, we numb ourselves out, and when we're numb, we can't feel anything, we can't feel joy, and we can't feel pleasure either. Blaming others, being on the fence, protecting ourselves too much and complaining are all joy and pleasure killers. All that it did to me was that it made me feel bitter because I was giving to everybody else. I was pleasing everybody else. I was pretending to be someone that I wasn't. I was postponing my passion and my life purpose and moving and doing things for myself because I was just doing everything for my family and nothing for myself. So I became bitter. I started yelling at my kids because I was bitter. And I had this feeling, of why isn't anybody taking care of my needs? Here I'm giving and giving and giving and no one's giving to me. I'm cooking all this food and no one's cooking for me. No one's helping me with the dishes. I became this why me victim to the circumstances. But my wake-up call was that the circumstances are a reflection of me. There are no victims. There are no circumstances that can prevent me from taking myself seriously and navigating from bliss, pleasure, and joy, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes per day in the beginning. We get all the problems, the symptoms, the challenges, the obstacles that we need to teach us what we need to learn about life and about our bodies, about relationships, about our life purpose, about parenting. So when we feel a lot of pain and struggle, it's always a sign that we are on the wrong path. Our pain is always here to wake us up, always here to learn, to teach us something, always here to get us to wake up and return to bliss, happiness, and truth, and alignment with your life purpose and your soul's calling and your physical, your body's needs for peace, movement, real food, life expression, dancing, making love, all the things that makes you happy. Whereas happiness and joy are signs that you're on the right track, that you are living your life's purpose, that you're on the right track. So check in with your Mondays and your holidays when they come to an end. Do you feel that you're living your life on a pause button, just waiting for the next weekend or the next holiday? There's a reason for that. And the solution is not to count the days until the next weekend and the next holiday. The solution is to cultivate and take your pleasure and your happiness and your butterflies seriously. Those are your navigation points. Those are your signposts. Those are the sensations that you need to direct you. And when you feel bad, just know it's a wake-up call as well. And let me know what you think and what your experience is. So give this podcast a rating and share it with everybody. And please subscribe so you know when my next episode is out. If you have any comments or any feedback, I love to hear from you on Ninka's Detox on Instagram in my inbox or on Facebook, Ninka Bernadette Mauritsen. On my Facebook page, it's got about 200,000 to 300,000 followers. And until next time, have a joyful week.